professional advancement, being able to control your own weather.
That's what you see, but now that's what I'm saying, and we're already trying to leave the planet, you know what I mean? So if we can't even, as you say, control our own weather, when humankind leaves this space, this earth, and sky is no longer the limit, and you're in outer space, do you really think mentally we're gonna be the same? Now we're gonna be fucked up. People will just be like, oh my goodness, out here, those laws over there don't apply to me. I'm in outer space, son. People are going wild the fuck out for a bit, for a bit. But then they're going to, hopefully by then our technology would be so advanced that they'd be like, okay, cool.
And that's the, I think the scariest
we got
part
more to do.
Technology is always advancing and it has never shown any sign of stopping. So like, that's why I watch so many sci-fi movies. In the kinds of like leaps that we've had over the last 1,000 years or so, I mean, if you really compare that kind of leap with like, if you try to project how far you can go, it's limitless. Like all the shit you see in the sci-fi movies, why shouldn't it be possible? Like if in theory, because like human beings, it seems like anything they think up, they do.
Think about like old sci-fi movies.
Think about, they do it.
But think about old sci-fi movies. Okay, take out aliens. But what humans were able to do at that time in those sci-fi movies, we are able to do now. So
that dreaming becomes.
Yeah, you make it happen. You make that dream
real. That's like the strange. That's the magic about life, and our brains. It's like if you just think about it, you just do it.
That's why money doesn't make sense, guys. That's why money doesn't make sense. It's like
we always become like almost obsessed with it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like something from your inside that says I need to do this.
Yeah.
Like it's. It's to further my life, to further my knowledge, to further whatever I'm doing or want to do. I need to do this.